I felt like before I didn't think they were, you know, but then like this last stretch and this last week, you know, I started getting more calls and, you know, that they're telling me they're really interested, so be ready, you know, to become a Packer. So, you know, I thought I was going to fall to the Colts, you know, which I was like, you know, I was kind of sad that I was going to go there, but then, you know, growing up with my childhood team was, you know, I like the Giants and I like the Packers, you know, so when I finally saw the Green Bay Packers come up on my screen, oh my gosh, I almost fainted, man, because this is such a dream come true to be able to play for the Packers, play with great supporting cast, like Clay Matthews and B.J. Raji, and have Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback. It's so surreal.
As a California guy, what do you think about playing in the cold weather?
I played in five snow games at UCLA, you know, in my career, you know, it really bothered me, played in cold weather, you know, towards the end of every season. I play in cold weather, you know, we got Washington's, you know, we got bowl games, you know, there's a few other teams playing in Utah, Colorado, you know, so we play in snow games on the West Coast, you know, you understand this, you know, there's lovely snow weather towards the end of the year, we playing a lot of cold games, so. You know, I'm pretty excited. I just can't wait playing on a great team.
Don Baker said your athleticism is one of the reasons they're bringing you in. What about your game makes you an impact player?
You said what is that?
What about?
The question was, what part of your game do you think makes you an impact player?
You know, just being able to be scheme versatile, being able to line up anywhere on the field, and being able to produce at those positions. You know, I played it. I only play the game one way, you know. When I was younger, I heard somebody say, man, Reggie White, you don't want to know what was going on in the backfield. You don't want to know the personnel. Only thing he knew was defeat the guy across from him. And that's where I grew up playing this game. And when I put my pads on and I play, the reason why I'm so scheme versatile because I play it one way. I just want to just defeat the man across from me and make the play.
Don Paper said he loved your basketball background. What is your basketball background?
So
what is that?
The defensive coordinator said he liked your basketball background. Can you talk a little bit about your history playing basketball?
You know, I grew up playing basketball. That was the first sport my mom had me in. I loved the game. I didn't stop playing until I was in 11th grade. And up until then, I was a point guard. And, you know, I still could dribble. I still could, you know, shoot a little bit. I still could dance. But, you know, I fell in love with the game, and I had a great high school football coach, you know, kept convincing me to come out and play football, and I came out, and I bought into everything he told me to do, and it paid off well for me.
So you didn't play football till high school? What grade?
The middle of my 10th grade year.
Dayton, how do you think Jim Mora's system at UCLA helped prepare you for the pros now?
What was the question?
Yeah, how do you think Jim Mora's system at UCLA helped prepare you for the pros?
Jim Mora helped out a lot, you know, him bringing an NFL background into our locker room and in front of our team and showing how things are done in the NFL and showing like how we should approach the game and how we should study as being pros and, you know, helped us out a lot because I felt like we became grown men and we created a UCLA way, and the way that we had was that we were going to be tough guys, we were going to be smarter, stronger, faster, and we were never going to quit. And we were going to watch the team, you know, we lined up play against guys. That's how we play, and we practice like that every day. You know, the scouts come to our practices and they're like, man, this is crazy what you're doing, you know. I remember, you know, if you didn't run to the ball, if you didn't touch the ball carrier, even if you ran 50 yards downfield, you were getting cussed out. That's the type of, you know, mentality that Jim Moore brought to UCLA. So when I got to the Senior Bowl, you know, it didn't change. You know, when the ball would go, in practice, when the ball would go 30 yards downfield, I was downfield, you know, touching off the ball carrier. I was just like, man. And I thought back to it, man, this way is ingrained into me.
Earlier this week, you said that this defense is a good fit for you. I mean, why do you think it's a good fit?
It's just a good fit. You know, they run a lot of different schemes. You know, they run a lot of 3-4. offense, a lot of nickel. And, you know, that's what I'm used to playing. I can play in a five. I can play in a four. I can play in a three technique in nickel situations. I can play head up over a guard in the two. You know, sometimes I'll rush over tennis. I can stand up on the outside and play a rush from there. I can line up in a seven or a six. You know, so this defense is a little bit built for me.
Dayton, how important do you think speed is in today's NFL, and how much of a part of your game do you think it is?
You know what? I feel like it's going to be the game's going to be fast, and you know I'm a really quick guy. I'm a quick learner. You know, I'm not going to step on the field and try to know everything that's going on. So I'm going to pick. I'm a guy who's going to be in his books. You know, I want to be the best guy. You know, so I know the speed is going to give me a little bit. You know, but I'm not going to let the game psych me out.
Why does character and work ethic mean so much to you?
You know, that's everything I believe in. I feel like in order to be the best, that's what you have to possess. You know, I always tell myself I don't want to be the best defensive lineman of the week or of the day. I say I want to be the greatest football player of all time. And that's my goal, you know. So in order for me to achieve that goal, everything has to be in line, you know, the character, my work ethic, you know, everything I'm doing has to be right. You have to live right off the field and so you can perform on the field.
Dayton, can you explain what happened in camp in 2010 that caused you to miss that season and then coming back to regain your starting position?
Can you tell what is that?
The question was, what happened in camp in 2010 that you missed that season and then coming back to reclaim your starting position?
Oh, you know what? When we were in team run, the first team run period, fall camp, where, you know, I came off the edge and, you know, I planted the wrong way and I fractured my right foot. I set out the entire year. It was tough. You know, I cried for at least three weeks. And because I got news early that I broke my foot, that I'll be out for at least 12 weeks. I recovered really pretty fast. I did everything the right way. I was getting treatment four times a day. I was eating right. I was lifting harder. I started, you know, when I was able to run, I started running harder. You know, I was just doing everything to get back to where I was before because I knew with that injury, I could move a lot, and I didn't want that to be a fall of my career.
Dayton, where are you? How much family do you have with you? And, you know, did you watch every minute of the draft?
Oh, yeah, I watched every minute of the draft. You know, this morning I came back from New York. You know, I was kind of sad that I wasn't able to attend Radio City. You know, that was probably my dream come true after I saw the movie The Blind Side with Michael Orr. Once I saw that, I just made that initial goal that I wanted to be there. But you know what? I'm happy I had this chance to be around my family, be back in L.A. You know, right when I landed, I came home and the first pick had just been announced. So, you know, I was like, you know, I'm being this far from anywhere from 20 to 30. You know, so I was pretty excited and I was ready to go.
How big a deal is the Senior Bowl to you?
The question was, how big of a deal was the Senior Bowl for you?
Oh, it was so big of a deal. You know, every day I was going to Coach Moore's office, you know, and I asked him, hey, Coach, have you contacted the Senior Bowl? Have I got an invite? How do I get an invite? And, you know, because I felt like a lot of people didn't know who Dayton Jones was. And I wanted to show the world who I was not only as a player, but as a person, you know, in the interviews and all the other things, you know, in the community. When I went out there in the community, I talked to a local church out there, you know, on my own, you know, me and my other teammate, Jonathan Franklin, went down to talk to a church in Mobile for community service. And an inner city church, you know, a lot of people were, you know, where a lot of people were pretty much down and had father figures, you know, a lot of relatives being arrested and falling into drugs and, you know, just messed up communities. And I wanted them to know that, you know, I come from the same background and everything will be okay if you just trust in your parents, you believe in God. And you do everything the right way. You know, for me to go up there and be there for the 2,000 people was just so amazing. I felt so good about myself after that. I was like, forget the game. You know, being there and being able to do that in the community, it felt so great.
How big is the rivalry with USC? There's a couple of Trojans on this team.
Oh, yeah, man. I know they're going to give me so much trouble. Clay Matthews and Nick Perry. And man, but you know what? We're all on the same side of the ball. Hopefully they don't give me too much trouble. You know, one thing I can say is I'm the first guy drafted out of California this year. So I feel like we won that rivalry already.
Dayton, I saw you catch a touchdown pass playing a little tight end. How did that come about? And we lobby a little bit to go both ways?
Oh, yeah. I told my coach, Noel Mazzoni. I told Noel Mazzoni every day before the season starts, hey, coach, I'm telling you, you guys can use me at tight end. You know, I have great hands. I can run routes when you know. And I beg him to block every day. I say, coach, man, I don't even want to catch the pass. Can I just block for the mayor, Jonathan Franklin? he gave me that chance, and, you know, he put a package in for me where I play running back at times. And then sometimes I line up at tight end to play. And, you know, as you see me go up against the guy DJ Hayden at Houston, I call it touchdown pass on him.
You talked a little bit about Reggie White already. Talk about the tradition and what you know about Green Bay football.
You know, just knowing him and watching a lot of him as I was growing up, you know, all I know is Reggie White played one way, and that was with maniacal effort and just complete hunger. You know, no matter who he lined up against, he just wanted to dominate, and that's the type of player I want to catch. Carry myself after just a player who wants to dominate at whatever he does and wants to win. You know, I hate losing, and I'm happy to be able to come to an organization like Green Bay, you know, with a winning tradition, you know, to be able to play at Lambeau Field. It's crazy, you know. I'm so hyped up right now already. I just want to play.
Dayton, you said at the scouting combine you'd like to have the kind of impact that J.J. Watt has. Do you try to pattern your game after him some, and is it realistic to think you can do that right away as a rookie?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Why not me? You know, I feel like if I put the work in, anything's possible.
Last question.
Dayton, who's your agent?
My agent's name is Sean Carrion of Impact Sports.